I use pumpkin seed extract for my sauces. Huh. But cashew nuts and nuts are expensive. Mm.
Welcome again to Searcy Health Pod. And today again, we have Chef Michael Swamy with us. Today we'll be discussing, a lot of times what happens is people ask us, you know, we are so used to having certain ingredients in our kitchen to cook with. And many a times they're struggling for figuring out what can I use as a substitute for eggs, milk, meat, etc. So, since we are not the experts, and Chef Michael Swamy is the expert on looking at some of these ingredients and telling us what is a good substitute. And I have to preface this by saying these substitutes make things a lot healthier, and that's one of the main reasons why we're going with them. And I'm not exactly sure exactly how this magic happens, but they know, chefs like Michael Swamy know how to take some of these ingredients, plant-based ingredients, and make them taste absolutely amazing. So let's start with this the process. I mean, do you have any thoughts on this substituting the dairy and meats with the plant-based stuff first?
Hi everyone, and we're going to be talking about how to substitute things, but substituting is not the only answer. The first thing that you have to cover in the recipe is the technique and getting the flavors right. Because when I just substitute something, I still need to try and test out the recipe. What people do is, let's just substitute it and go with the flow of whatever is going to happen. No, you've got to make it 5 times, 10 times. Then you have to try it out on an audience and then see if it works. Because an audience is not necessarily going to accept the substitution. So when we substitute, when you're making milk, for example, soy milk has a very strong flavor to it. When we are adding almond milk or oat milk to it, the flavor of the beverage is going to change. And the proportion of that will also depend on how much I'm adding. Say I'm making a smoothie, for example, with soy milk. Now, the puree versus the, cream. Most people add a lot of cream to it. Or because the fruit puree costs a lot, so they'll add a lot more cream. They'll add some milk to it or water to it, a lot of ice to it. Now, when you're adding soy milk or you're adding, the flavor is bound to change. So the proportions of each will change. So you have to do a recipe testing for it. So I'm doing a beverage, you'll use almond milk, soy milk, and they're not necessarily expensive things. Brands make it expensive, and that's the problem. Because brands see something new coming into a new trend, something else, blah. Let's make it more costly than the actual thing. Why? Because when you're selling in volumes, you will make more money.
Right. I agree. So true. So let's start with some of the common ones that we in our kitchen have tried, but we may not have tried it the right way. So maybe you can give us an idea about what should we be doing. And for example, let's start with since you mentioned soy milk and almond milk and all, can you tell us some of the substitutes and what they might be good for, like soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, etc.?
So I use a lot of coconut milk for my sauces. I use almond milk for my sauces. I use pumpkin seed extract for my sauces. But cashew nuts and nuts are expensive. And not only, you're seeing a lot of allergens these days. And because the allergens, I've kind of wiped out cashew nut paste from almost all my recipes. I'm using pumpkin seed paste, or I'm using a substitute paste for it. And the flavors are so minute because the amount of spices we use just negate all that.
Right, true.
So you shouldn't worry about it, A lot of us want rich food, but are we doing that amount of exercise to burn out that rich food? No.
That's right.
Again, you have to look at the pros and cons of what you are eating, especially when you're going out.
Okay. So we, you know, when I try to do this, for example, palak paneer, okay, palak paneer has a lot of cream, right? So I tried to substitute it initially with soy milk. And I did not like the flavor at all.
Because soy is going to overpower the flavor.
Yeah, it was so overpowering. You're absolutely right. It was so overpowering that I mean, it was like tasting a soya drink, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. Of course, the paneer went off and we put tofu, but that's still, the flavor was just not there. Till I started using almond milk, which has a little bit more nuttier and little less, how do you call it? Like less strong
flavor.
It's a more
flavor. Familiar taste also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that worked for me. I should keep that in mind about, you know, some of these stronger flavors and where they can be used. What about eggs? I mean, I know Dr. Yeah. Jenny uses eggs in, I mean, egg substitutes, but perhaps you can elaborate on some of them.
So we, at all our, wherever I've been working, we don't even add eggs to the bread dough. We, even the egg wash on the top, I just add a very light flavor, you know, a little bit of haldi mixed with water on the top.
Oh, nice.
And I do that.
Wow.
And so that's what I use. And I use a lot of oats. I use a lot. Oats will give you that slight brown color on the top of the bread. Otherwise, you won't get that color
right.
When you need it. I don't believe in making caramel and then adding it to the top. There's no point. And that's not the way to make real bread.
Right, right.
So for eggs, we're using like flax seeds. We're using chickpea foam, tofu, and mung beans. Mung beans is used a lot to replace eggs.
There are companies that have come up with it, right? Yeah.
There are companies making egg-based dishes using mung beans. And if you need your proteins, you can get it from a whole variety of other sources.
Absolutely. Lentils are fantastic for protein. So we don't really need eggs. But, you know, when you're trying to substitute, I've actually tried to make it with mung beans. I didn't have much success because I did all that stuff from home. I did not, like, use processed stuff because I didn't want to buy, like, you know, egg substitutes that are, like, three times as expensive as, you know, this is in the U.S. But I know that there is a company here also that's trying to do something similar. And for other thing that I remember is making like a curry type thing with tofu, silken tofu or soft tofu. That worked out pretty good too. Just adding masalas in it, I guess, makes it well.
So like in place, we're going to be talking about, so we've talked about cream and coconut milk and sesame paste. And these are all things that I use to substitute for cream. I use coconut milk a lot to substitute for cream. And it's a great substitute.
Okay, good. Now the main part which we're trying to like kind of cajole people into trying is meat. So
yes, so and for me the biggest flaw in that is when you call it meat. I said, if it is something that is not meat-oriented, don't call it meat.
Yeah.
Because the minute you talk to a complete, say a purist, and you say, oh, this is mock meat. They've heard the word meat and they're not going to have it.
Yeah.
You have to tell them it's a veg protein-based dish or it's a high protein plant extract dish. Try and avoid using the word meat everywhere you go. And people will then automatically start changing. Because if you look at our diaspora, we are not that mentally trained to accept something overnight. It takes time.
And that too, it's quite a change.
It is a huge change and you're trying to tell them, here, take it or else.
True.
Even when this guy opened... this restaurant, the Michelin star restaurant in New York, and it's all veg.
Madison,
11 Madison. And they opened, they changed their entire concept to go around plant-based food. And it's doing phenomenally well, you know. Like about 2 years ago, somebody even told me about alcoholic drinks are off the table because people are now wanting to enjoy just the flavor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't want to get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how do you cook with those things? How do you cook with those flavors? Mm-hmm. How do you enhance a dish's flavor?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what's coming out today.
Yeah, which is good. Which is all good, right?
It is good. Yeah, it's good.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And we should be open to change.
Yes, yes. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that in a lot of Asian countries, they actually have, they don't even call it a meat substitute. They just simply serve you seitan or what's that? Tempeh.
Tempeh.
In Indonesia. So what are your thoughts on those kind of
Yeah, so I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
you know, like tofu, tempeh, you've got your seitan. They're all good substitutes, you know.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I think we have anything else that we're missing? I mean, I think we even covered not just the kitchen ingredient, but we even covered the alcoholic beverage to non-alcoholic beverage. That's great.
And I also think, you know, when you're going out to eat or even when you're cooking at home, with India, we have so much of local ingredients, which you wouldn't get abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got drumstick, you've got tomatoes. I mean, tomatoes, capsicum, it's like standard. We just call it continental vegetable.
Yeah.
But when I look at Indian vegetables, that's so many.
Lal bhaji.
Lal bhaji. So many kinds of spinach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go the kind of spinach from lye. Lye, which is mustard greens.
Mm.
So much you can do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
So and it's just about letting your creative juices flow, letting a chef's creative juices flow.
Mm.
And you can get so much out of it.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, if I want palak paneer, I can have somebody make it for me at home.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying paneer for the sake of that, because that's what's in everyone's head.
Correct.
When they think vegetarian. But for a long time, when I went out to eat, that's all I would eat.
Mm.
Because I knew it was the safest vegetarian dish I could get.
Yeah.
Because restaurants would only cater to those 10 dishes.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let their chefs experiment.
Yeah.
And that's the reason of going out to eat.
Yeah, that's
to
right.
Experiment.
Yeah. Going out reminds me, we have a video on this where Chef Michael gives you inside secrets to going out and eating in a restaurant. So, but let's continue on this journey. So you're suggesting when we go to places that are other than our own hometown, we should try local.
You should try local food because it also gives the local businesses income.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that little side street corner restaurant. Don't just aim for a so-called Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah.
Half of them, even I wouldn't want to go to eat at.
Yeah.
Don't go to the labeled restaurants. Mm. Go eat in some little, like in Italy, I went to eat some of the best pizzas was on the street side.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Mila at Venice, and you know those little cafes on the
side.
Beautiful, amazing pastas.
Same thing, I guess, you know, when we go out to eat and, you know, and I think we both we do the same thing, right? Even in India, when we go out to eat, we don't go to eat in a restaurant. We look for like really small hole in the wall places. There's a place outside of Kolhapur, I remember, that there's a specific thing called Katwada in Kolhapur. And we went outside of Kolhapur and this is, you know, one horse town where there's one guy standing there early in the morning. He said, you want katwada? I'll make it for you. He made it. It was the most delicious katwada I've ever had in my life. You cannot get that in a regular restaurant. You never get that. Yeah. So I completely concur.
Yeah.
Good. All right. I think we have a bunch of things to for our listener to explore, you know, in terms of substitutes. Any other parting comments on that?
So, beyond the sub, it's also a lifestyle change.
Mm,
and lifestyle changes are never easy for somebody. So it's all about taking the plunge, trying it, and just think of it as an adventure.
Yeah. Good. That's a great parting tip. Thank you so much, Chef, again.
Pleasure.
Wonderful to have you. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for being here. Folks.
We really hope you enjoyed our conversation. Can you think about one thing or an idea that you can start to introduce into your own life that will help make your life healthier and less stressful?
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds to share the podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week.
And always remember, your health is literally in your own hands. Making lifestyle changes is not an easy task, but we promise you will be aptly rewarded with a long, healthy, and disease-free life.